Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Akeshia Kinchaya podcast. Today, we're not just talking theory. We're actually going to be focusing on practical strategies for growth and preparation for the upcoming season. In this episode, I discuss how to do a deep dive into reflection by reviewing your past work and transforming those observations into actionable insights for future events, staying in the know in the latest in your industry, understanding the significance of continuous learning and where to find resources for inspiration, refreshing your content and design of your website, including SEO optimization and photo content, engaging in networking activities and events during the off season. And I also touch on setting goals and strategies for the upcoming peak season and more. So this off season, let's commit to enhancing our craft and our business. Ready to roll up your sleeves and dive in? Let's get started.
Welcome to the Akeshia Kinchaya podcast. A podcast tailored for wedding and event professionals eager to elevate their businesses. I'm Akeshia Kinchaya, your host and guide on this transformative journey. As a multi-hyphenate with a diverse collage of roles, including luxury wedding planner, event designer, international speaker, author, and seasoned business coach, I have meticulously crafted a career intertwining threads of passion, resilience, and an unwavering pursuit of vision. Each week, join me as we navigate through the vibrant landscape of creative business, unlocking secrets to branding that resonates, marketing that engages, and strategies designed for unparalleled growth. Expect insights, practical tips, and conversations with industry leaders, all designed to help you build and scale an event business that thrives and resonates with your clients. Are you ready to transform your passion into a paycheck and connect with clients who see and appreciate your value? Then you are in the right place. I am thrilled to share this journey with you. Subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let's dive into success, inspiration, and empowerment together. Now let the show begin.
All right. First of all, thank you for joining me today. Super excited to have you here. And I hope you find this episode insightful and inspirational and gets you moving to take an action to get ready for the upcoming season. So I want to start with, let's begin with a deep dive into reflection. So what I typically do, and I have, I teach in my coaching community, is before we jump into another season or brand new year, it's so critical to stop and look back at what you have done, analyze it, take a really good look at it, look at the things that worked, look at the things that did not work, and think of strategies and things that you can do to be better, right? So it's insanity to just continue going the same way without stopping to analyze. So first and foremost, must stop, must do a reflection of where you are, how did you get there, what's working, what's not working. So the off season is your strategic playground. If you're not taking advantage of this time in your business, which is usually quieter, then you're going to miss the opportunity for growth and taking action steps to be a better business in the upcoming year. So begin with a deep dive into your past events or past work. This is where you want to pull out the files, pull out the photos and the feedback. How did things go? What worked? What didn't work? Be honest with yourself and take a deep look at your year. And I would say here's your first tip. Grab a piece of paper, which is usually where I start. I'm a digital person, but I like to start with pen and paper just to rough it out and kind of get all the nitty-gritty out. And then I fine-tune and move into a digital document. So I want you to create a 2-column list. On each side, jot down what was a hit, what worked this year for you. These are moments that made your work stand out, your events stand out if you're in the events business, and what made you shine? Like, what worked? On the other side, you want to honestly do the icky side, the things that did not work as planned, right? So you want to be specific. Was it your timing off? Was your preparation off? Did a vendor fall short? Did you fall short? Did a team member fall short? Who made a mistake? Where did things go wrong? That's that list of things that did not go great, that felt horrible. You have to do that work anyway. Now, for your takeaway, you're going to take that list. I don't want you to dwell in a negative. I want you to take that list and turn it into a learning document. So for each point of something that did not work, you're going to list an area of improvement, which means you're going to write down something that you need to do to make sure that mistake maybe doesn't happen again, or at least it's less impactful next time, right? So you're going to turn that into a tangible action. So we're not just going to look at things and like, oh man, you know, we didn't make the start time. We didn't get to put all our centerpieces down on the table, whatever that case may be. Don't leave it there. Turn it into an actionable thing, right? If timing was an issue, perhaps you want to invest in a project manager next time, or an event producer, or take a course, or what do you need to do to make that better and make sure that mistake doesn't occur again? If a vendor disappointed you, for example, consider creating have a better vetting process maybe, or what I really would love for you to do in that situation, if you want to work with them again, I think everyone deserves a second chance, or at least feedback, is to schedule a call or coffee or meet with that person so it's not aggressive, and just talk about what happened and ways that you can be better. You can work better together, right? Because we all make mistakes, and we have to be able to learn from our mistakes. Sometimes people don't even know they messed up unless you give the feedback. So your choice, but have a list of things that you're going to do to take action to fix that. So here's your first, that's how you start your homework, right? Choose one event or all your events and do a deep dive and do a reflective exercise. So list things that went really well, things that went wrong, and how can you work on those challenges for future events? Who did amazing? Perhaps send them a thank you email. So instead of just sitting on things that did not work, if you worked really well with a vendor, let them know as well. Send them a thank you note, an email, and tell them exactly what made that a collaboration amazing. And maybe, you know, think about how you can learn from how they moved. Sometimes I watch certain people and I'm like, man, they are on it. This is amazing. I'm going to implement that, right? So we all learn from each other. But the key thing is to draft your action plan and commit to implementing those changes. So again, a lot of times we just dwell on things that did not go well. Like, people go as far as like, oh, I want to quit. And like, if we quit every time something bad happened, we would have no jobs, right? But we can all learn from these challenges and these mistakes, and even things that did go well, honing on that and, you know, implement that even more in your business so you can shine through. Okay, next, education and innovation. If you've never listened to my podcast before, I usually sound better than this. I've been sick, so my voice is a little bit raspy. So if this is your first take and you love it, great. But if you don't, it promises it's going to get better. Okay. But I want to share and make sure my message is delivered in this episode regardless. Okay. So let's talk about education and innovation. Times are changing fast. And the question I have for you is, are you keeping up? Do you know what's changing? Do you know what's coming? Do you know what people are loving? Do you know what the trends are? So your second strategy is to educate yourself on the latest trends. If you're one of those entrepreneurs that just sits on the knowledge you know and think you know everything and you don't care that this is what's happening and whatnot, you're selling yourself short. Things are changing. People are following those trends. If anything, you need to learn what those trends are. Like, Pantone just came out with the new color for 2024. Some people may be excited about it. Some people may not care about it, but you have to at least know what it is, right? The question you want to ask yourself is, here's the catch. Don't just follow the trends blindly. Don't be that person that just copies and pastes whatever's happening. It tends to be truly confusing and it's not exciting. You're a creative, so you want to evaluate that trend and find how it fits into your brand. Very important. So the question you want to ask is, does it appeal to you, or does it even appeal to your ideal client? If the trend fits your brand and audience, think, how can I give it a personal twist? Like, how can I make it my own? So basically, you want to apply your signature brand, which you've worked on, right? Your signature thing, that magic that you do, into that trend. So you can take whatever Pantone is giving out, the new color, right? And say, okay, this is how I'm going to interpret that into my events, into my for my clients and in all of my content, right? So the takeaway is to innovate with intention and not just do what everybody else is doing. So your homework for this section is to identify one or two current trends, or as many trends as you want, right? Don't overdo it. And brainstorm ways to incorporate that trend into your services that actually still align with your brand message, your brand tone, and your brand identity. Very important. Write about a paragraph or two in this integration and share it with your team, your colleagues for feedback. So don't just like do it on your own, like make it fun, make it exciting, and say, ask a friend and say, what do you think? And it might be like, oh, that's amazing. That is so you, that is so on trend, but also aligns with your brand. So do that homework, know what's happening. Know what's changing, know things that are actually going away, things that are coming in, where are people willing to spend money, and how does this fit into what you do, and how does this make you stand out, right? I want you to also think about ways that you can start to create content now so you could be ahead of the trends, and do it in your brand voice and in your way. And of course, make it fun. When you do it in a way that's not yours, it's obvious because you're not confident in how you deliver. So make it your own. Do not try to be fit into what everybody else is doing, but be inspired by it, know it. And if it fits your brand identity, like I said, create it in a way that is you and has your signature on it. Right. Speaking of education, this is also a perfect time to invest in courses, join a coaching membership, hire a mentor or a coach, and learn. For those of you guys that are on my wait list for Creatives Corner, check your email. There's an email that we sent out 2 days ago, probably sent out another, just sneaking you into Creatives Corner, which has been closed for months. We are going to open the doors at the end of the month, but if you want to get in now, check your email. It is right there waiting for you with a very, very special treat, I may add. And you can go to thekeshexperience.com. If you're not on our newsletter list, sign up so you don't miss a beat. Okay. Now, when it comes to education, you want to think about, where do I struggle? Like, where can I be better? What part of my job needs improvement? And you're going to now take time and find courses and people that can help you get better. There's no shame in education. And I bet that there's a course or someone that's out there that you can learn from. If it's not me, there's someone else. I promise you there's a solution for whatever whatever challenges you're facing, and I want you to do the homework and research and go find it and truly invest. If there's a cost for it, put the money in and invest in yourself so that you can reap the benefits later. If you are wondering, where the heck do I find resources? For me, even over a decade later, I'm constantly looking for ways to get better. I'm always looking for ways to learn, places to invest in learning. And for me, I look for courses. I look for memberships from people that I believe can help me. I listen to audiobooks. I read books. I listen to podcasts daily. I watch documentaries. I read blogs. Magazines, and I try to draw inspiration. I learn from my peers, and I think that's one area people don't invest in, is like just being inspired and learning from your peers. People have things to offer, but do some research and find your people, find your village, find your tribe. And again, there's no shame in learning. If you are not learning something every day, then you're stagnant, right? So my goal is always to learn something new every day and take at least one step to be closer to being smarter and being more confident in my craft. So that's that. Next is to think of your business housekeeping. Is your house in order? By your house, I mean your business house, your marketing, your social media footprint, your website, your digital footprint. What does it look like? Is it up to date? Is it showing your best work? Does it do a good job at speaking for you when you're not there? Does it leave a good impression? Does it tell the story that your brand actually is trying to tell? Right? So let's talk about that. Basically, housekeeping is about being more tidy in your business and about being more clear and leaving a good impression, which means you're going to update your portfolio with more, with better. So not just more, but it has to be better. So I'd rather you have a few slides, images of your best work than 20 images of nothing, that something that doesn't represent you currently and doesn't make you look good. It's confusing. So your best work only. So one key for your website, SEO. Nobody likes to talk about it because it's boring, let's be honest, but it's essential for your business. SEO is key for your website. Is your website SEO optimized? Make sure it is optimized for SEO. One. Also, are your services clearly outlined? Are your services clearly outlined? When I go to your site, am I confused as to what you do, who you do it for, and where you do it, right? Everybody, again, is in this mindset of trying to be like everybody else. In my opinion, that's boring. So when I'm creating my content and when I'm doing my thing, I do it based on what I would like to offer. So just because everyone is offering planning, design, styling, whatever the case may be, doesn't mean you have to list it all. What services do you want to offer and how do you want to offer that? How do you want the clients to feel? So think about that. Also, now that you know your services, is your copy clear? Is it clear in your headers? Is it clear in your subheaders? Is it clear in your copy? Does the images match what you're trying to describe? And especially, does it speak to your ideal client? If the answer is no, this is a time to go work on it. This is also a time to update your bio, maybe even your photo, right? You may have had the same photo for years. It's cute, but maybe it's time for a refresher, right? Update your first few images on your website. To me, those should be the baddest, most amazing images that you have that represents your brand to the fullest, that captivates that person's attention and interest as soon as they log onto your website. If not, you're probably losing leads and clients. Okay, does your website show your best work and does it show your most recent work, right? Your website is basically speaking for you before that person gets to meet you or before that person actually decides to reach out to you. All these things are going to lead to that contact form being filled out. Speaking of the contact form, what does your contact form look like? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Does it look like a college application or a credit application? If it is, shorten it. No one wants to answer 50 questions. So is it too long? Is it easy to fill out? Have you filled out your contact form? If you haven't, try it and see how easy it was for you. Do you keep getting error messages? Was it easy? I personally leave things optional on my site so you don't feel like you have to answer it because I want to have a conversation with you and I'm going to get all the details from my phone conversation or when we meet in person. So no need to ask them a million questions on your site. Make it easy for them. So go take a look at that. Are there too many questions? Does it feel like it's tailored to your ideal audience? If it's not, today's a great day to go fix it, right? So take a good look at your site again from this perspective. Does it have basic things like your email? Yes, you have a contact form, but not everybody wants to fill out that form. Give them a chance to just simply click on your email and email you directly or give you a phone call or even your mailing address. Do you have one? If you don't have a mailing address for your business, I recommend go get in a PO box or one of those boxes and use that address for mail. You may be missing some key things regarding that. So do not take for granted the small details I peek at websites a lot, and I literally like, nowhere have I seen where this person is located. Have I seen a phone number, or have I even seen an email? That's just a form. And the form is so complicated. So what happens is people just leave because they're frustrated. You don't want to lose that. Also, is your social media linked to your site? All your social media pages, the ones that you care about, the ones that you're active on, the ones that represent you, that have maybe a little bit more content, because we assume people find us on social media than go on our sites. But what if they found us on our website and want to learn more about us? So link that, bring that into your website. So it's basically you have social proof and people are going to get to know you a little bit more socially by linking your social sites. Okay. Next is stepping away from your website. Is you also want to look at systems and tools that you need to work more efficiently, which means that how are you functioning? Like, do you have a calendar? Like, how are you scheduling meetings with your clients? Are you able to send a reminder by sending a calendar invitation with Outlook or something, for example? Or are you keeping it old school and people are missing appointments because there's no sort of reminder? What systems are you using to manage budgets, to manage your accounts? Do clients have anything that they can refer to? What systems are you using in your business, and which ones do you need to invest in? Which ones do you want to get rid of, right? So this is a good time to do a deep dive into that. So take a good look at those systems and invest in things to make your life easy. Invest in systems and tools that are going to make you look good in business. Like, people are still using Gmail for accounts, and you know how I feel about that. From a brand perspective, your email should be at yourbusiness.com. Simple as that. It gains trust. It makes me understand this is business and not personal. Okay, so here's your takeaway. You want a refreshed digital presence that can attract new business. Period. And that means your website, your social media pages, clean it up. If there's anything that doesn't represent your current brand identity and your brand message, get rid of it right now. So work on that today. One quick refresh can make a big difference. You may get a new lead because you just swapped out your images on your homepage and it was the perfect representation of your brand and someone saw it and decided, this is my person. And filled out your form that is now short and easy to use. Is your portfolio updated? Does it showcase your work, curated to showcase your best work that truly represents your current brand and you as a top choice for your visitors? Right? So I want to go to my site and say, damn, I'd hire me. Right? Same thing for you. I want you to go to your site and say, okay, I feel confident that this site is going to speak on my behalf when I'm not there and is going to attract the right person and is going to get that contact form filled out. Okay. Is your copy, like your headers, your bio, is it up to date? Does it make sense? Is it saying what I needed to say? Make sure it speaks to your ideal clients. I can't stress that enough. Do it now. Do it today, right? Choose selections from your work that, again, fits the brand. But here's the thing with websites, is that sometimes we go and look at the things we need to fix and we're like, oh my God, this is too much. It becomes overwhelming. And then you just skip, right? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to choose a section from your website today to work on. And this could be, today I'm going to update, work on SEO only. Or today I'm going to work on my bio. I'm going to work on my about page. Or today I'm going to fix that contact page that's been driving me crazy. Or today I'm going to add more details, like my contact information, to my website. I want you to choose sections and work on your website in sections. Like, for me, I've been working on my website for the past months. And I feel like I still have a lot to do, but it doesn't overwhelm me because I'm working in sections. So when you're working on your business and you're updating your things, do not feel like you have to get it all done today. Choose a section, work on that section, and keep moving forward. Okay. One at a time. And in no time, voila, you have the most polished and optimized website ready for business. So take one section at a time. Okay, so in this quieter months, I cannot also stress networking and collaboration. This is the time to find your people. This is a time to get out of your comfort zone and start networking, start talking, start connecting. It is so crucial to do the internal work. Now, for me, December is my networking month. It's where I attend all the seminars. One of the seminars you know I attend every single year is the Munaluchi Kuturi Retreat, which this year I couldn't attend, and I was lurking literally from social media and like killing myself because for personal reasons, I just couldn't make it that weekend. However, I highly recommend it. It's hosted by Munaluchi. It's very friendly. It's very cozy. It feels like family, and you're able to network in a comfortable, no pressure environment. What you'll also see that I attended this year was Engage. It was my first time. It was a lot of vendors. However, you find your people, like again, you have to work in sections, but it reignited my passion and love for what I do. And I'm just ready. I'm eager to do something and create. So these seminars are worth it. Invest in it, look them up, plan for it, and kind of prep yourself on how to navigate it if you're an introvert like me and you don't like it. However, it's necessary. This is how you grow. So engage with your peers. Don't stay in your bubble. Don't isolate yourself. It's more comfortable to stay in your quiet space, but push past that urge and start connecting with people. Start with social media, send an email, compliment someone on social media, engage, like their stuff, comment on their stuff. This is how we stay sharp, by staying connected with our people. Remember that growth is a proactive choice, right? So use these tips and takeaways to set yourself apart and set yourself up for success for the upcoming season. Okay, final piece of homework for you. I want you to set 3 concrete goals for the upcoming peak season based on what you've learned and how you want to move next year. This is where you take pen to paper and flush out everything. So basically you make a master goal, and then you're going to pick your top 3 things that you want to happen for you in the upcoming season. Make sure you're specific. So don't just write one general thing. Have that item, but also break it down and be specific with your numbers, your deadlines. And now from paper, you're going to move that into a digital document. And this is where you get to plug in the actual dates, the deadlines, the action steps, and things that you need to do or the people you need to hire to make that goal a reality. My list is long, you guys, like, because I have multiple brands and each one requires so many moving parts. I've been doing this work since the beginning of Q4, to be honest. So I kind of have it all mapped out. And quite honestly, I've knocked out quite a bit already. So don't wait till 2024. Start now. Have a vision of what you want your upcoming year to look like. Is it less events, but you charge more? Is it more events? Is it more a bigger team? Whatever the case may be, more personal branding, which I highly recommend, by the way. What is that goal? So don't just write them down and forget them. Look at it as often as you can, but have a plan, not only just a list of things that you want. You need action steps, things that you're going to need to do. If it's to grow my social media, you're going to have something as specific as post 3 times a day at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., and 6 p.m. Do more reels. Maybe you have days where you do reels, right? I want you to be as specific as possible. Like, go crazy and be detailed. You might feel overwhelmed, but get it done anyway because it's for your benefit. For me, you know, I'm always inspired by my goals that I write down. Like, I look at them like, oh man, to me, it just inspires me for what's ahead. And I want you to do the same. So after doing this homework, look at it. Do not tuck it away. And make sure you're looking at it. But because as often as you look at it, it's going to re-inspire you. Those days where you feel like, oh, I'm uninspired, go look at those goals that you wrote down. It's going to get you out of bed. It's going to get you moving to do those things that you don't want to do or things that make you uncomfortable. One of the things I've been doing more, if you go to my social medias, I've been doing more videos, not just videos, but I've been talking in my videos, which we all know is highly no fun. I would just say that it's very intimidating for a lot of people, including myself, but I've been doing it. And to be honest, now I'm having fun with it. So do those things that you've been wanting to do, whatever's going to help you stand out and grow in your business, do it. I know it's going to be amazing. So I would start with these tips. And of course, in upcoming episodes, I will expand a little bit more. I want to say thank you for joining me today. If you found this episode of value, please share, subscribe, rate, review the podcast, share with a friend or a colleague. Let's spread the wisdom. Let's spread the love. Until next time, keep refining, keep learning, and keep shining. See you next week.
That is all we've got for this episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, I share more tips and strategies inside my coaching membership experience for wedding and event creatives called Creatives Corner. This is where you get me live coaching you every week with strategies to grow your business and keep you motivated and accountable. If you're not a member yet, go to thekeshexperience.com to join the waitlist so that you can get notified when we open our doors again. Can't wait to see you there. Until next time, remember, your dreams don't work unless you do.